Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Festival of Angels Radio. I am your host, Linda West, and my special guest today is Joan Riley. We are doing this with the International Society of Angels, which is a nonprofit organization that offers a one-stop resource center for anyone desiring to grow in their understanding of angels. We hope to promote and circulate relevant, timely, angelic information in an era of reason and logic, and especially a time when spirituality is often disregarded and forgotten. So we are a community, a very powerful community, a very loving community that earnestly believes that angels are closer than you think. And the International Society of Angels is putting on the Festival of Angels Expo in Portland, Oregon on April 18th and 19th, which will give you an opportunity to not only learn more about angels and all winged things, but to participate in live demonstrations, food, fun, entertainment. There's going to be a variety of expert speakers on a variety of topics, and that is the purpose of this radio show. I have had the privilege of bringing to you some amazing people who are doing some amazing things. And these interviews can all be seen at thefestivalofangels.com. I should say these interviews can be heard, and you can see the pictures of those who are doing it at thefestivalofangels.com. Even if you aren't planning on going to the festival or would like to go to the festival and found out you can't make it, you can learn about the different people who are going to be there. They've all got links to their websites. If you've got questions, the angels are going to give you answers. And this is what's so important for today and what we all need to remember, that the answers are out there and the angels will guide you. I have the privilege today to speak to Joan Riley, who was born in Portland and who grew up in Beaverton. I have no idea where that is, and that's okay because I'm going to learn all about Portland when I get there in a couple of weeks. She's been an entrepreneur and enjoys sales and marketing, and she is with the Chamber of Commerce. It looks like you're great at helping promote things, Joan. I'm looking at this list here. You are chair of the Young Professionals. You are chair at the Chamber, the Tulatin Chamber Ambassadors. You enjoy networking and being of service to others, obviously. My goodness, and you're a resource for business owners. You work at the Northwest Boomer and Senior News, which is great. There's so many of us out there. And you're an advertising sales rep for the Metro Edition. Joan, I am just honored and privileged that you had even any time to spend with me today. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you. It's great to be here. And it's pronounced Tualatin, by the way. A lot of people see that spelled out. And they're like, how do you say that? It's Tualatin. Yeah, so Tualatin Chamber.
Tualatin. So. I love it. I love it. And you are also a representative for the Juice Plus Company, and they are the makers of the Tower Garden, which is the one thing we're going to zero in on today. And I can't wait to hear that, hear all about that. And thank you for correcting me, by the way. So, Joan, I understand now you're going to be at the Festival of Angels. We're so excited to have you. And
Thank you.
Are you going to have there at your table at the festival?
Well, I'm going to have the Juice Plus products as well as the Tower Garden. The Juice Plus company introduced the Tower Garden a few years ago. And so I'm actually going to bring one of my towers with the living plants in it so people can see it. And It's pretty interesting, especially once you see it, you just kind of go, oh, my gosh, this makes so much sense. But it's a vertical tower garden. It's an all-water system. It's using aeroponics versus hydroponics for its growing. And it's about as tall as me, and I'm just over 5 feet high. So it's easy and manageable. And what's neat about it is it's great for people with very little space because you can put 20 plants in a small space because it's growing vertically. And you can just have it right on your back patio or your deck or whatnot. So it's a super easy way of growing produce.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. My husband is the he's the one that likes to get out there and dig in the dirt. I think I told you I live at 7,000 elevation. So we have a south solar home with a south exposure. So we've already planted seeds, and they're all sitting in front of the windows of the living room.
Nice.
But we have a very short growing season here. But I'm going to take a couple of steps back, because for those of you who aren't familiar with Juice Plus, and then understand why the Tower Garden is so amazing, Juice Plus itself is all about the real thing, isn't it? It's about getting real fruits and vegetables in your diet in a simple, easy way. You wanna expound upon that a little bit for us?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So what Juice Plus, when I talk about Juice Plus, people see capsules and think vitamins, because we've been so conditioned and trained, and it's either a chemical drug or it's a vitamin. And when we launched Juice Plus, it came to the market 21 years ago. So we've been out quite a while. We've got all kinds of third-party scientific studies that have been done on it for major universities around the world. And we've been now published in over 31 medical peer-reviewed journals. So they've done the double-blind gold standard, you know, testing for different things. And we can actually say Juice Plus helps your cardiovascular system. Juice Plus helps slow the damaging process to your DNA and can help repair that. You know, we can actually have specific things we can claim about it because of the science that's actually behind the product. But just to kind of reel it back, Juice Plus, in a simple, in a, you know, just to kind of a nutshell, is they've taken these fruits, vegetables, and berries, and they've juiced them. They've dried that juice to a powder form, and they encapsulate it. So they are leaving everything in its whole form. Like an apple has millions and millions of phytochemicals and nutrients that science hasn't even discovered that's in there. But when you eat it, nature knew what it was doing. We eat it, our body goes, and it absorbs everything in the right amounts. And then humans come along, and we're like, oh, you need 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and you need 400 of E. And, you know, we're pulling all these fragmented parts out, putting it in a pill, and hoping that that's the right amount for somebody's body. And, you know, quite frankly, I think a lot of people self-prescribe their own vitamin regime, and it's really not a doctor saying, hey, you are really low in this. So we kind of throw these vitamins in hoping it'll help. Well, the real answer is in whole food nutrition, eating more produce. And people just simply don't eat enough produce. So I always tell people Juice Plus helps bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. And it's a whole food nutrition. It's the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. If you can't quite get enough in your diet, this is where it, you know, this comes in as a huge support for your system.
I am a complete and total believer in real food, as opposed to processed or packaged. So I'm sure that we're talking here about non-GMO and organic. Am I correct?
Correct. Organic, non-GMO, definitely. We very much
real thing.
We believe in that huge.
Oh, absolutely. So you're going to have the tower, which we're going to talk about here in just a second, and you're going to have your table there at the Festival of Angels. I'm telling you, people, here's why you need to go. Get your gal pals, get your friends, and go spend a weekend and find the answers that you are looking for. This is one of them. You're not feeling well? We have solutions for you. And it is so, so very important. So I know you're going to have the table. You're going to be displaying your Tower Garden. And I understand you're going to be speaking also, telling us how to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little presentation. I'm going to actually have my PowerPoint so people can have the visual as well. And I'm going to show kind of the simplicity of it, as well as here's my tower day 1, day 7, day 12, you know, so you can see the progression and how quick it grows. And just kind of explain that so people can get a better understanding. It's one thing to walk in and see it, but once you kind of get a little of that background, it's like, oh, my goodness, I could do this. So that's what's fun to me is...
Go ahead.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say one of the fun things.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. One of the fun things for me about the tower is I've not been a gardener. I've a novice at best, and I first heard about the Tower Garden. I'd been with the Juice Plus product for years, and then I heard about the tower. I'm like, what? The whole idea is like easy, convenient produce in a pill. Now we're going to grow it? But once I saw one, I'm like, oh, my gosh, got one and just fell in love with it as these little baby plants just started growing and growing, and my house plants die, and they're kind of all jealous of my tower because my tower just makes me look like a professional gardener. People see and go, oh, my gosh. And it's like, nah, plug and play. I just took it up, turn it on, leave it alone, and just harvest. I mean, and it's just amazing how that works. So that to me has been really fun and very rewarding because it's like, I can do it. Anybody can do it. So
what are you actually then, this obviously the Tower Garden is for small space.
Yep.
I got to tell you, my husband's already got his tomato plants growing, and we've already got, I think they're cucumber or zucchini. I can't remember which one he has, and they're already flowering. Sunshine being so important there. But we can't even put them outside yet because they'll still freeze. We got frost where I live till probably the middle of June. So this Tower Garden then is something you can have inside or outside, or what are we talking here?
Yeah, actually you can. Right now mine is in my kitchen. I have the tomato cage on it and then grow lights on it, and it's set up on a timer. So right now I started growing all my leafy greens and some herbs, and then, you know, here in Portland, waiting just a little longer. It's kind of like our weather, we kind of skipped winter. It's been a weird one, but I'm waiting just a little longer. I'm going to roll it out on my deck, take the lights off, and just let nature take its course. But you can do indoor or outdoor gardening with this, which is super nice. That's what's convenient about that all year round, getting more fresh stuff. But when I do have it outside, that's when I'll plant things like the tomatoes and the squash and the different things that the bees need to participate in.
Right.
And then I can grow those. And last summer I had two gardens on my porch, and so it was really nice to be able to have the extra space and have different plants growing in it. And you can grow anything from the leafy greens to spinach and kale and Swiss chard. You can do your cucumbers, zucchinis, bell peppers, tomatoes. I had big beefsteak tomatoes on one tower and a little baby cherry tomatoes on the other tower. So that was fun, along with other plants. So I had 20 plants growing in one tower and 28 plants in my other tower. And you can
do
broccoli, strawberries, melons, eggplants. I mean, it's just so much you can grow. The only thing you can't grow, bushes, trees, shrub type stuff, but carrots, onions, beets, any of the root vegetables you can't grow in the tower. But everything else, it's just huge. And lots of herbs, you know, and I'm going to start planting some lavender, in fact. So I'm excited about having a variety of herbs that you can just pull off there, use in your cooking, dry out, save it for later.
You know, that's just amazing to me because the first year I moved to, which is 30 years ago, to this area, it's like, yeah, we got a nice big yard. I live in an area that's surrounded by national forests. It's like, I'm going to plant a garden. And that was those first 2 years were when I discovered I don't have a growing season. And we frost till the middle of June, and we frost again by the middle of September, which doesn't give us enough time to really grow anything. And once it frosts, the broccoli would keep growing, but yet all the aphids would end up all over it. So what you've got here is an opportunity to have, and for those of you out there, if you have not had a tomato that you have grown yourself, oh my God, right?
You're missing out.
Oh, for sure. I got to ask you, though, do you have a website that shows this? Can you give us a website while we're here now?
Absolutely. So there's two places. Actually, if you go to thefestivalofangels.com and you go to where it says speakers and you click on my name, on that page at the bottom there, it actually has a picture of me with my tower garden. So you'll get a chance to see it in relationship to me, how tall I am. And I all told you I'm just over 5 feet.
You're a tiny little thing, honey.
2 inches. And that tower is the one that I had the extension on. So I had 28 plants in that. So that's a good comparison to see. And then you can also go to my website, which is my first initial, J, and then my last name, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, .towergarden.com. And there's all kinds of information there. And you can see all it has the Q&A and the what for and the how to and the everything. So there's all kinds of videos that show, you know, everything from how to set it up. That's what I loved when I got mine. It came with a DVD. It's like, oh, yes, show me.
Yes, super easy. I love that. So,
but I did want to jump back to something you said, Linda, a minute ago.
Sure.
You were talking about the short growing season. One of the things that's really neat is our company really believes, and let's get some scientific studies going on products, not just have this anecdotal, you know, evidence. We started that way 21 years ago with the Juice Plus product. They follow in suit with the Tower Garden. And the University of Mississippi has been doing some studies, and they're continuing as well as bringing in some new studies on the Tower Garden because they really wanted to see what kind of results you know, it was going to produce. And they were actually able to show through, they did eight different crops, lettuces and kale and basil and different things. And the growth rate is 30% faster. You're creating more crops in a faster, shorter period of time. So instead of maybe 6 weeks for something to come to harvest, it's happening more like in 3 weeks in some cases, like with the lettuces. I start plucking my lettuces within a couple of weeks of putting it in the tower. It's like, wow. So if you do have a really short growth season, what's super nice about this, not only is it clean, healthy, organic, you know, gardening and less dirt because there's no dirt in the system, but you're getting a bigger, quicker harvest. And that's pretty powerful.
Wait. Say that again. There's no dirt?
There's no dirt. It's an all-water system. Yeah, let's back up and talk about how this thing works.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's the base of it is a 20-gallon reservoir. That's where you fill it with water. And then you put the nutrients because plants, you know, when they're growing, they need four things. That's, you know, sun, water, nutrients, and air. And so you put the water in there with the nutrients, which is the plant food, and then you can also get that directly through our company. And you can put different types of plants in there, and the nutrients will help all the different varieties. So it's easy to grow multiple different types all in one tower, not have to have, you know, separate things separated out. But anyway, then it has a pump in it, and there's a little tube that goes right up the center of the tower, and it sucks the water up to the top part that's kind of what we call a shower cap with a bunch of holes, and it fills that up. And then that sprinkles down over the roots that are hanging through the little baskets, you know, that come out the side of the tower. And it just rains right over the roots and gives it the nutrients it needs, and then it recycles that. So it's using 10% of the water that I would normally have to use to water 20 plants in the ground. I'm only using a fraction of that because it's in this tower, it's contained, and it's recycled. So my water bill, this couple summers before, my husband's, you know, he's the gardener, so he'd done some raised bed things, and our water bill was just crazy in the summer. And then when I got the tower, I'm like, all right, babe, let's check this out. And our water bill was less, way less. And same with electric.
Plus, the West Coast is hit with a drought anyway, right? Whoa.
Well, we have a few sometimes, yeah. So when we get that dry spell, it's taken care of. And you know what I love is it has a timer on it so that it in the hot months, I set the timer to water for 15 minutes and then it's off for 15. And so it just rotates 24 hours a day on for 15 off. So when I'm out and about, my plants are being watered and taken care of. I don't have to come home and handle that. It's been done.
That's amazing.
Super easy. I love that because I'm busy networking and doing my businesses, as you were talking about. So it's like I don't have time to come home and tend to a garden. That's almost a full-time job if you got a lot of plants. But when I can grow 48 different plants and not have to worry about all that, it's quite rewarding.
it has to be. I'm looking at this. And the health that must be. So we got the, give me those things again. We need water. We need seeds. And give me those things again to create healthy plants. Tell me again.
Okay, so you need sun, you need water, you need air, and you need nutrients.
Okay, and so the nutrients, then you add that to it?
It's liquid. It's a tonic. They call it the Tower Garden Tonic, and so you just measure that out and put it in the water. And you do that each time you refill up your reservoir. You put in your minerals to, you know, your nutrients, I mean, to do that, and it's just that simple. And I'm not having to worry about weeding and tilling the ground and doing all this stuff to balance out the dirt and all that other stuff or messing with worms or whatever other people do with, you know, the dirt stuff.
Oh, yeah, whatever
so
they do,
it's
right? Yes.
Cleaner. Yeah. And I love the clean aspect, too, because I can go out there in my dress clothes with my high heels, step out on my deck, grab a few romaine lettuce leaves, some bib lettuce, some kale, some spinach, go inside, make up my salad, do what I'm doing for dinner, and then go to my meeting. And, you know, I didn't have to traipse through the dirt and, you know, mess around with that. So I kind of joke around like, yeah, this is my gardening attire when I'm all dressed up. But
oh,
it's just,
my gosh,
you know,
that is
simple.
Amazing.
And my nails aren't all full of dirt.
Yeah, because I know what goes on at my house, and I also know how amazing real fresh, oh my gosh, a salad made with your own salad your own. My husband makes the best salsa, and we use our own onions and our own tomatoes and our own spices and everything that we want to put in there in the summer. But it's a heck of a lot more work than you're talking about, girlfriend. So this is amazing.
Yeah.
Give us the website again of where we can find. I'm looking right at it. I'm going to let you go ahead and tell people how to get here.
Okay, the website, after all the W's, is J, my first initial, then my last name, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, .towergarden.com. So jriley.towergarden.com. And I always tell people it's like having a farmer's market on your back porch.
Evidently, I am coveting this. I can't wait to tell my husband about it. I'm pickled pink. Because we kind of whine all winter long, and sometimes these winters seem to last forever because we miss those fresh tomatoes and lettuce and onions and different and oh my gosh, what we have been able to learn how to do with zucchini, oh, it's so good. But you know, it tastes so different. Even if you get organic from the grocery store, it tastes so different if you've never had that experience of really fresh fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely. And you know what else, speaking of organic, and this was something that I really got excited about after I started growing my tower garden. And that was the money I was saving, because before I would go to the store, get some really good produce, and when you're buying organic, then your cost even goes up. So I had these great plans for, okay, this week I'm going to make this and this and this, and I want these things on hand so I can do that. Then my plans and my schedule changes because I lead a very busy life. And all of a sudden, you know, I didn't make and prepare what I wanted in the time, you know, that I was expecting to. And you go to the refrigerator, and now everything's all soggy and wilty and mushy and gross, and you end up throwing it away. And that just drove me nuts. I felt, what a waste. And I would not buy as much stuff because I'm like, well, I'm not sure if I can use it. So then I wasn't eating quite as well. So with the tower, I just go out, pick the leaves as I need them. You don't cut off the whole head of lettuce. You just take from the outside, just take the few leaves you need. And I have like 3 bib lettuces going. I got a couple kale. Actually, I got 5 kale plants and a couple romaine lettuces. So I can just take a few of the outside leaves from each of the plants, make quite a bit of, you know, salad for, you know, the family or whatever we're doing. And the rest of it stays live and growing. It's not wilting and dying in the fridge. Plus, the health aspect of me, it, 1 minute it's growing, it's got all those live enzymes going on, and then I'm eating it right away. So we're talking the freshness of fresh. That's even better than going to the farmer's market or to your produce stand, you know, because you're picking it live, which is the joy of gardening. That's that whole benefit to gardening. So,
and I'm looking at this whole growing system. On the online store, on your website, and they're giving you monthly payments, and I spend more than that on the stuff, like you just said, that I throw away. And they'll set you up with everything you need with monthly payments, and then you got it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can either buy it. It comes with, it's a whole complete system. So it comes with the basket, the rock wool, the seeds, everything. So the pump, the timer, everything you possibly can need is in there, except for water. You add the water. But you can either buy it outright, or they'll let you do 12 equal pays. I kind of think of it like the home shopping network. It's like 4 equal pays or 7 equal pays. Well, it's the same thing. This is 12 equal pays. So they ship the tower to you immediately, but you're only paying $45 a month. I was spending that and sometimes throwing that away in produce, like I was mentioning. So $45 a month for 12 months, you're done making the payments. The tower is yours. It's going to work again and again and again, year after year. And the plastic that it's made out of, I do want to touch on that because I know a lot of people are like, well, what kind of plastic? And we hear so much about the toxicities in plastic. So this is the food grade kind that's, you know, so that we're not leaching those BPAs and that other junk into that. And it's also been passed through the FDA as well as, what was it? I'm trying to remember which country. There's another country that even has more significant standards, which is kind of funny. It always cracks me up. Other countries will have a different standard than the U.S. But we've passed both of those. And they've also made it a special UV protection so that it'll withstand being outside in that sun year after year, and it'll hold up. So it's going to last you for years to come. And this is my third year now with my tower, so I'm pretty excited about, you know, the quality and how much it's holding together. it's not breaking on me and cracking and, you know, turning yellow and all that.
Well, that's the problem we have where I live. Is, you know, we're not only in Arizona where the sun shines all the time, but I'm also at 7,000 elevation where everything rots at 7,000 elevation when the sun is shining down on a day, you know, more, more often than not, which is one of the reasons why I love living in Arizona. But this, you would need something because it is the sun that makes the plants grow. And that's why you have to have that light on there. If I can give just a quick example, we have had, as you were saying about the weather, we have had very strange weather the last couple of years too. And our past two summers have not been very warm, and it has not been very sunny because we're getting monsoon rains where some places are having drought now. We are having what we call monsoon rains, and we had all these beautiful tomato plants, and they wouldn't grow tomatoes because there wasn't enough sun. It was raining every single day. So what you have basically a controlled environment here where if
you could
turn the light on, right?
Yeah, you could put the tower lights, even if it was outside. I've got a friend right now, she does have her tower outside. She's got, you know, fish tank aquarium heater. She's got that in the reservoir to keep the water warmer.
Oh.
And then she's got the tower lights on it, the grow lights to keep enough sun because we're still quite cloudy out here. So she does have hers growing outside. So, yeah, you could do that as long as you've got a protected area to put it in if it got, you know, nasty weather. But usually that's not, you know, too much of an issue. So, yeah, you really can. It really allows for a little more flexibility than you would in the dirt. And I've got a little wheel dolly on mine so I can move it around and I can turn it and I can push it to one corner if we want to use the deck. And then when I'm harvesting, I can pull it out so I can get around it and play with it and, you know, pluck the leaves and eat them. So it's really convenient that way. So,
absolutely.
Hey, Linda, I wanted to also share with – what's that?
And it's easy. We like easy.
It's easy. Yes, easy. It's got to be easy.
I'm with
you. I did want to share with you another thing that I'm pretty excited about. We were just in the Better Home and Gardens this last May. We were published in there. There was a 3-page spread about your, you know, gardening and patios, and they had tower gardens showed in there. So that was really super neat to see that. But they're also at the O'Hare International Airport. They've got 26 towers set up there on display. And they're growing all kinds of produce, and they're feeding over 10,000 travelers that come through off of those plants. All the neighboring restaurants in that airport pull from those towers and use that in their cooking. So that's been super neat. They've also got it at Whole Foods Market in Philadelphia, Universal of Florida, Research and Education Center's got them, Manhattan Restaurant Rooftop. There's a farm-to-fork type place, and he has all these towers on the roof, and then they have the restaurant in the building there, and so they go upstairs and they pluck everything. He goes, some of the stuff never even sees the fridge. It goes right from the tower to the plate. I'm like, yes. So Disneyland's got it. I mean, this all originated from Epcot Center. The creator of this tower, his name is Tim Blank, and he's got a company called the Future Gardening, and he's the creator of this design and then paired with our company to be the marketing arm and to help reach it out. Because we wanted to reach everyday families. We wanted to make sure that they could have access to good, clean produce, not just big corporations or big, you know, businesses or, you know, from a commercial standpoint. We really wanted everybody to have access. And so that was kind of that segue in. But it's been really neat to see how many different places are using our tower gardens now. So the list keeps growing, and that's just a handful. There's more out there, but kind of exciting.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it is exciting because what we're literally doing, we are going to change what you're doing. What this will do is change the health of people. It will change people's health. Instead of us being a society with so many people who are so sick, when you start eating real food, that have real fresh nutrients, it makes all the difference in the world in how you feel, as opposed to something packaged or processed or, God forbid, fast food. Oh, heavens. especially, you know, like you said, we're baby boomers. I'm in there too. I see you, Northwest Boomer and Senior News. It's like, man, I have no intention of getting old. I know what my body needs. We're talking exactly about what the body needs. We are.
Right.
I always tell people, we are an a natural environmental terrain inside our bodies. And and it is so important for people to get that aha moment to realize what that means when we want to be healthy, when we want to feed ourselves. These towers are amazing, that anyone can do it. I love that you have yours on wheels, girl. That's just awesome.
I know, it's like 20 gallons of water, and I'm going to be moving it. Like, you know, I just think.
And
my first year I played God, I kept rotating it so that they got the sun. I was like, okay, you can't do that in the dirt. You can't turn your plant around because you know how they'll just grow towards the sun. Well, I could move my tower, so they just kept growing beautifully.
Tremendous, tremendous. There's that
I'm
whole
playing
fun
too
issue.
Much with it. Yeah,
well,
it
good
is. It's
for
really
you.
Fun.
I'm going to tell you something. You're telling me you're about. I'm seeing your tower, girl. I see how much that tower is taller than you. You are a tiny little thing, and you are just beautiful. You positively radiate, and that's from all those fresh fruits and vegetables that you're doing. Good for you.
Yes.
I stand about, and I'll be in my 6-inch heels. I'm going to stand about 6'3". I'm going to bend down and give you a hug, girlfriend.
Oh, nice. Good.
I can't wait to see you. Thank you so much. Let's go over some of this again. Now, go ahead and give your website to us one more time, Joan.
All right. So the website is J. Riley. That's my first initial. And then my last name, RILEY.towergarden.com. So it's JRiley.towergarden.com.
That is amazing.
It's all there.
And we are just so excited about this. Please make it a point. Check out the International Society of Angels. You can go to you can find everything on the Festival of Angels website, thefestivalofangels.com. See that picture with Joan, and her tower is taller than her. And then you can also click on to the International Society of Angels and go to their website, find out more about them. Sign up with the International Society of Angels. You're going to be connected to a whole community of people who are working with angels also. Anything that's positive and good comes from source, comes from the angels themselves, because it's all about love. It's all about positive. It's all about let's enjoy our time here on the planet. Come and see us at the Festival of Angels Expo in Portland, Oregon. If you don't do it this year, I know you're going to want to do it next year, because you'll hear all about it when we're done here, and you're going to wish you had gone. If you need whatever you need, because I keep telling people, once you get there, you're going to walk in, you'll be 6 inches off the ground, the energy is going to be so high, plus you're going to get your aha moment. That's when the elevator goes all the way to the top. All of a sudden, you're going to be looking at Joan's Tower, and you're going, oh, my God, this is how I need to eat. So thank you, everybody. TheFestivalOfAngels.com. And then for Joan, it's jriley.towergarden.com. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And this will be on TheFestivalOfAngels.com website. Oh, probably by early afternoon, that's for sure. And just go over to speakers, and you can also go over to the 2015 radio broadcast and find out who's going to be at this most amazing festival. So, Joan, it's a pleasure. I can't wait to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
And for everyone, me too. And like I said, look, you guys got to look at her picture. She positively radiates health. So way to go, girl. And this
Thank
is
you.
It for today. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have another wonderful guest, and I look forward to seeing so many of you at the Festival of Angels in Portland, Oregon, April 18th and 19th. Thank you, Joan. Have a marvelous day.
Thank
Take
you
care.
For having me. Thanks. Take care.